We have Halacha, Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph. The Rambam Hilchos Erev in Perek Hei Halacha Zayin says, if this chatzar made a shittuf with the Mavri people from this opening and with the Mavri people of the other side, they're mutter with both and they're mutter with it. And the two Mavris are also with one another. If it didn't make an Erev with one of them, it asks on both. The Rambam Erev in Perek Hei Halacha Ches says, if the chatzar was ruggled with one entrance and the other Pesach is not used to going in, the one that is used to going in and out asses, and the one that's not used to doesn't assa. Made an Erev with the Mavri that is not used to, the other one is more by itself and doesn't have to make an Erev with it. The Rambam Erev in Perek Hei Halacha Ches, if the Bnei Mavri that was ruggled for themselves and did not make an Erev with it, not with the Mavri, with the other one, that's not ruggled, and also not with the Bnei Mavri that's not ruggled, Deichen to the Mavoi that's not ruggled, because it didn't make an Erev. Since it didn't make an Erev, and that didn't make an Erev, we pushed it to him, so it shouldn't ask on this Mavoi that it made an Erev by itself. Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Haim, Simon, Shen, Peivav, Siftes. If you sit on a bread, Hayoim, Choyl, Lamacha, Koydish, or a Neder, you can make Shtufin with it, because when a Shmash is not Niskadish, and it's Roy Mibodim. But if you said Hayoim, Koynim, and tomorrow it's Choyl, can't use it for Shtufin Mavois, because it's not Roy till it turns dark. Chatzot's open to two mavs and made a shittuf with each one of them. Is what with each one of them to from it to the chatzot to it, and it's also the that came that are shayvus in this mav to the other mav through the chatzot. If he didn't make a shittuf with one of them, if he's ruggled with both of them to go in and out in the weekdays, then he asks on both. And if he's ruggled with one and the other one is not ruggled, the one that is ruggled asks. One that's not ruggled doesn't ask. If he did a shittuf with the one that's not ruggled, it's mutter for the one that's ruggled for himself if they made a shittuf between them. So too, if he's ruggled with both and he made a shittuf with one of them, it's mutter with the second one because he was masalik himself from it. If the mother that he's used to it made a shittuf between them and those that are not ruggled didn't make a shittuf and he didn't make a shittuf not with either one, they push him to the one that's not ruggled and he has to be masalik from the one that's ruggled, so he shouldn't be mutter. So it should be mutter, since he's not losing anything because he didn't make a shittuf with them and it's rebbe for the other ones. I say it should be mutter because the kaifan is amidas alayim. The Rambam Perek Hey Halacha Beis says one of the mavid that asked his friend for wine or oil before Shabbos and didn't give it to him, the shittuf was bottled. Because Megalatas, they don't want to be shittuf because they're not makpar on one another. One of the mavid that's ruggled to mishtatu with the name of and they didn't make a shittuf, the name of it go into his house and take from him shittuf al karcha. One of the mavid that doesn't want to be mishtatu at all with the name of it, we force him to mishtatu. Says the Ravid, it appears to me that this brice was not on Mizaka Mishaloi. Since Me'esma, if he asked him, he wouldn't have given him, he's not going to makna when. In the time when he's going to Shvisa. But those that I'm shtata with, who is not shy to say this thing, that their portion mia is kaim of shittuf. Shulchan Aruch Aruch Haim, Simon, Shin Samach Vav, Sif Hei. He has to be makbet, not one of them should be makbet on the erev if his friend eats him. If he's makbet, it's not an erev. Therefore, he has to be careful not to be makbet with something that was masakim at Tzorek Shabbos. Says the Rambam, in Erev and Perik, Alav Alach Yud Ches, if they divided the Erev with a Shittuf, even though it's in one house, it's not an Erev, but if they filled up the Keli from the Erev and it stayed left over and they put in another Keli, it's Mutter. Says Shechonor Harachayim Simushin Samach Vov Siv Dalad, to put all of the Erev in one Kli, to divide and put in two Keli, it's not an Erev, unless it got filled up one of them, then it's Mutter, as long as the two Keli are considered in one house. The Rambam, Erev and Perik, Alav Alach Tes Zayin. How do you make an Erev Chatzeris? You collect the challah from a complete challah from each house and put everything one kli in one house and one chatzar, but in the straw house or in the cattle house or the storage house, if they put it in a guard house, even a beishar of a private person or overhang or a pesach or bayish, it doesn't have four amos or four amos, it's not considered an erev. When he collects the erev, he says baruch hashem kamei flashik shulam says zonam it's erev, and it says beerev zay yomot the shemot the chol bnei chatzar lahitz lahachnas bring in and out by bayish b'shabbos. Cotton could be goyved the erev chatzeris in the house that they put the erev, it doesn't have to put the bread. And if they're used to putting it there in Rosh Hashanah because of Darkei Shalom, says the Rav, in these places of Noeg, where it says that they collect a little bit of flour from each house, make one challah complete, and they watch, keep it for a whole year. Because they hold Kikah Shalom for all of them. The embassy, if they want to come to Yom with slices, not an Erev. Stab it, you need a Kager, so each one with that challah, that share. Shechnav Rechaim, someone Shun, some of us, Siv Gimel, says the house you put the Erev, you don't have to put the bread in. And you don't, it doesn't need to be an Erev Shal Pruta, you don't put it in the Chatzah, only a house that's a Radira, a Fukh of a Shah, Sad, the Repesses, it has to be Dalad Dalad, even though the cotton, if they usually put it in the house, you do it in your house, you can't switch it and put it in another house because Daka Shalom, even the cotton, collect the Erev and gather it. Most of the Dominicans want to put the Erev in the basic Knesset, so is the Dominican. One reason is because our Erevin have a din shitov, and you don't have to put in the base zero. See later on some shin peivav and shin peizayin. We have daf mem tesel with base erev and peridal. The lachadal says five. They collect the erev to take it to a place. So they put the erev and they take it. They don't have to take it. Do all five, just one bread, because since they were collected, it's all considered like anshe bayis echad. Erev and Perek Hey Halacha Zayin says the Rambam, they made a shittuf chatzazu with the mavizeh on one side, and the mavi second side from the other doorway, it's mutter with both, and they mutter with him. And the two mavs are also one another because they didn't make an erev with one of the asas on both. Says the Shechanar Harachayin, Simashin Ein Chesif Aleph, three courtyards are open one to another and open to Shisram, and each one made erev with the outer ones, with the middle ones, and the outer ones didn't make an erev together. The outer ones are also one another, and the middle ones mutter with each one, they mutter with it. When do we say this? When they put the middle one, the erev in this one, and erev in this one. Or they put the outer ones, the erev in the middle one, the two houses, two different houses. They put the two outer ones, the erev in the one house, they're all three mutter with one another. It comes along the Shechanar Harachayim Simshin Peivav Siftes. If it's said on this bread, today it's Chol, and tomorrow it is Kodesh. You're not allowed to make a shtufa voice because when shmosh is not yet makudish, and it's ruined by them. But if we said hayom koinam machachol, you can't even start with because it's not right till it turns dark. A chutzah is open to two mavis and you made a shita with each one. It's mutter with each one to mitatlu for the chutzah, the chutzah to it. You're not mitatlu with the kain hashervis in this mavis to another mavis derech a chutzah. If you didn't make a shita with one of them, even if he's used to with both of them to go in and out in the weekdays, he asks on both. If he's used to with one and the second one is not used to, the one that he's used to, he asks. One is not used to, is not asked. If he made a shittah with one that he's not used to, the ruggle is mutter himself if they made a shittah between them. So too, if he was used to with both of them and he made a shittah with one of them, he's mutter with the second one because he was masalak himself in it. If the mother that he's used to made a shittah with them and those that he's not used to make a shittah, and he was not mashat not with either one, we push him to the one that he's not ruggle and he's masalak on the one that's ruggle, so he should be mutter. Since he's not mafsid because he didn't make a shittah with them anyway. And there's a rabbi for others because like this is mutter because of kaifa is on me this time. Says the Rambam, Ervin Perik Zayin, Alocha Hey. A kohen is shvisa far away and he didn't mark his place at shvisa. He's not kohen is shvisa there. For instance, he's going on the road and says, shvisa smoke a plane, or soda plane, or bigger plane, or birochik elavam, or paimim, kohen is there. He's not kohen is shvisa birochik. He doesn't have only 2,000 lamas from where he stands. When it turns dark, says the rabbi, that's not true. He goes till that place that's in the tchum. And if you want to go from that place and onwards, or machmaran, he wants to measure from the north, or measure from the south. Like the Gemara says, mamonashach, it's no good. Shechanar Harachayim, some tough test, Sefir Aleph says, someone's going on the road and he recognizes a tree or a fence at the end of 2000, so he's scared that he might turn dark before he gets there, and he says, I want to be shavus underneath it, and the root is kind of shis in his root, and he has from there 2000 amos, even though he can't reach them with yom, and with the average walk, unless he runs. It's allowed to go there calmly, even though he doesn't reach them with yom. But if you couldn't get there at all with yom, he shouldn't move out of place, because he's oikadas in this place, and over there he's also not kind of. Dafkas miyachadal damas, those things under the 2000 amos. For instance, shisas of ikra, and from here to the ikra is not more than 2000 amos. But if there isn't between the whole tree in 2,000 amos, and he's not miyachat the place underneath, he's not kohen shvisa, because maybe his das was in the 4 amos, which is out of the 2,000 amos, and here too, he wasn't kohen because he was okadat to mikan, and he can't move out of place. If all, he's standing all in the 2,000 amos, not miyachat mokot shvisa, for instance, that shvisa's itachtov, it's 4,000 amos from his place to the tree. Besides the tree, the shear underneath the tree, for instance, the shear of the tree is 20 amos, he has 20 amos, 2,000 amos minus 20 amos. And according to the Rambam, it's kohen shvisa richak makom, and it doesn't mark the makom shvisa. It's not kohen shvisa over there. Only place where he stand there when it turns dark. So if he says shvisa makom leini, it's far more than 2,000 amos. It's kohen shvisa in this place. Someone says a shvisa should be under that tree. If there is underneath it 8 amos or more, it's not kohen shvisa because he was not machav makom shvisa. So therefore, it's machav nishbos in the ikroi or bedal and amos, the tzofen or bedurim. And if it was underneath less than 8 amos, and it's chandish mustachlo, it's kind of because some of the makkah was besuyim. That's the shita sarif. The Rambam, Shabbos, Perichov Zayin, Halacha Beis says, so you learn out from here that it's mutter for a person to go the whole city, even if it's like Ninveh, whether it's surrounded with a wall, but it's not surrounded with a wall, so too is allowed to go out of the city 2,000 amos to every direction, square like a box, so you should gain the corners, and if you went out of 2,000 amos, you give him makkah smadis till 12 mil. If you went out more than the city, more than 12 mil, even 1 amos, he gets Malkus Minatera. Arachayim Simon Shin Tzadik Zayin Sefal says every person has 2,000 amos to every direction, except for his 4 amos, or the place where he's Shavis. Says the Rambam Shabbos Perek Chav Zayin Halacha Beis, we already did, so we'll skip it. Arachayim Simon Shin Tzadik Tess, if you, it says, you make the Tchumen like a square tablet, meaning he measures the whole length of the city to the east, 2,000 amos outside, so to the north, and then we see as if it's like a square block, and you fill up the corner to fill it up. The mele the tchum is in the corner is 2,000 amas nachsoina, which is 2,800. But you shouldn't measure from the middle corner 2,000 amas nachsoina, so to the corner kshenegda, and put a thread between the other, because then it's mafsid the 800 of the corner. And also the tchum cannot be connected here, only 1,428. The Rambam, Elchus Erevin Perek Zayin, Halacha Hey. We already did it, so we'll skip it. Shulchan Aruch Arachayim Simon Toftes Sif Yud Aleph. We already did it. So this is the last halacha. So this is the end of the halachas of Daf Mem Tes.